Before I invite you to sit down this morning, I saw quite a few yawns out there today and before the service started, so I'm going to say a couple of phrases, and I'd like you to repeat them back to me and see if we can wake everybody up, okay? Wake up, get dressed, get going. Wake up, get dressed, get going. You did much better than I thought. You may be seated. Wake up, get dressed, get going. I had a friend in college who had a terrible time getting out of bed in the morning. And so he asked his roommate to do anything he could to get him out of bed for his first final exam on that day. Never tell your roommate that. So his roommate gathered about a dozen of us in his room that morning, and we all shouted, "Wake up, get dressed, get going," among other things. There might have been some ice water involved too. But he did get up, and he made it to his exam on time. If only we had brought a camera. This morning in our text, St. Paul reminds us of a final exam that's a lot more important than any you will take here at college. Sorry, professors. And he tells us to wake up, essentially, get dressed, and get going. We read from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, and I'll be reading from the EHV, so it'll be slightly different than what's printed. And do this since you understand the present time. It is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost over, and the day is drawing near. So let us put away the deeds of darkness and put on the weapons of light. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. First thing we're reminded of in this text is that we already know the time. Even the first readers of this letter could recognize the signs of the end times, the end of the world, because they were already present back then. The wildfires, the earthquakes, the wars, the famines, they were already there at the time this was written. All the signs of the end times were present for the Roman congregation to see. But these words we read this morning are also for you and me. The signs of the end times are also all around us to see. In fact, since the fall into sin, there hasn't been a time when they weren't present. Taking these signs for granted may cause us to sleep, as Paul puts it. We may be so accustomed to hearing about war and disease and famine that we forget what it means. It means Jesus could return at any time. All of the signs our Savior tells us to watch for are happening right now. Jesus' return at the end of the time is what this text is referring to. Paul tells us it is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep. In other words, if you're sleeping, not caring about your sins, these words are your warning. And why? Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Think about that phrase for a minute. Every day that we live brings us closer to salvation. One way or another, each day that we live brings us closer to meeting our Savior on a personal level. As we grow older, we come closer to leaving this life. We don't know when that will be. For all of us, each day that God allows our world to continue brings us closer to its end. But don't think about that as something negative. You might think, I'm not ready yet, I want to live some more, but instead think of it the way it's written here. Your salvation is nearer now than when you first believed. Each day brings us closer, not to death, but to salvation, to an eternity in heaven. The night is almost over, the day is drawing near. Life in this world is often compared to night, and this time of year when the winter comes early, it's not hard to imagine. The darkness of sin and everything it brings with it looms over us all the time. It casts a shadow on everything in our lives. Sin causes problems in our families, in school, in church, in every aspect of our lives. There's no escaping its effects. But light will break through that darkness. The dawn of the last day is nearly here. That's how Christians are always to think. that the last day is coming very soon. The day is drawing near. And when that last day comes, it will be impossible to sleep, to remain secure in our sins. The pure light of Christ will take away all the darkness, and everything will be visible to him. Every sin that's being committed, every sin that we try to hide, every sin that we do every day will be visible. And if we're not ready, we'll want to hide from him, hide from everyone in embarrassment, because the nakedness of our sins will be visible to everyone and to God himself. And so we need to ask ourselves, what will we be wearing when Christ returns? It's time to get dressed. We don't want Christ to return and find us sleeping in our sins. We want him to find us awake, alert, washed clean in his blood, and clothed in his righteousness. By God's grace, through faith in Christ, his holiness covers up the imperfections of our sin. When God arrives for that final exam, we don't want him to see all the times we've gone against him, all the times we've sinned, instead of following him. We want him to see only the perfection of his Son. Out of God's love for you, he sent his only begotten Son to live among us, to live among humans. And his Son Jesus took the old, worn out, filthy clothing of sin that you and I were wearing, and he exchanged it with his perfectly clean, sinless life. And now you can stand before God in this final exam, clothed in perfection. We're no longer asleep in our sins. When we're clothed in Jesus Christ, we have thankful hearts for all our Savior has done for us. But even though Jesus has saved us and we believe that he's brought us into the light of his grace, we still slip back into sins. We slip back into that darkness. And so Paul warns us, it's not only time to wake up and put on Christ, it's time to get going. He writes, so let us put away the deeds of darkness and put on the weapons of light. And we find out exactly what those are in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, stand then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness fastened in place, and with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace tied to your feet like sandals. At all times, hold up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Also take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now I want you to imagine you've spent years locked in a damp dungeon, no light there. Suddenly the cell door opens, daylight comes in, and you're free. Think of the absolute joy you would feel. And after you're freed, will you go back there on your own? Would you give up your freedom without a fight to go back in that dungeon? That's what we do when we willingly sin. We give up the freedom Christ has given us, freedom from worry about our eternal future, and we walk back into prison with Satan holding the door open for us. But Paul tells us as Christians we should do just the opposite. In faith, with the Holy Spirit working in us, he reminds us that daily repentance, that repentance is a daily activity. Every day we recognize our sins and we confess them to God and believe that he's forgiven us. So he tells us, wake up. Recognize your sins. Repent of those sins daily. And he also tells us to get dressed. Daily repentance also means that we can daily return to our baptism and daily clothe ourselves with Christ and his righteousness. And he tells us, get going. Don't allow your faith to grow tired. Don't give in to the temptation Satan places before you. Put on the weapons of light and watch, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Amen. I'd like you to open your hymnal to page 36 in the front, and we'll say Luther's morning prayer together, the bottom of page 36. name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Amen. We join in singing the next verses of our hymn.